Test 4. Listening Part 2. Exam Practice. You will hear part of an interview with a girl called Susan, who took part in a running race across the desert. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for Part 2, and you will also have 30 seconds to check your answers at the end of this part. Now we are ready to start. You will hear the recording twice.
Susan, you've just run in a 125-kilometer race across the desert. Why did you decide to take part?
I heard about it from my brother. He's very keen on running and suggested the idea. I'm not a very fit person and hadn't done much running, but I thought it would be great if people would help me raise money to support the children's hospital in my town. My brother was surprised that I finished the race at all, actually.
Did you find it hard training for the race?
Sometimes I had to get up at 5 a.m. to run, but I enjoyed the quiet streets. The part that got to me was not being able to go to friends' parties and things like that because I was training. And it was hard at first to organize training around schoolwork, but I got used to it.
And what about the desert landscape?
Everyone says the desert's amazing to look at, but actually I didn't find it all that interesting. I mean, there isn't much variety. You know, sandy bits and rocky bits. But there were quite a few green bits, even flowers in places, which I hadn't expected. But over such a long distance, you soon realize you've seen all there is to see.
And the worst part of the race?
When it got dark, we wore lights on our heads so we could see where we were going. There were lots of people taking part, but I was one of the slowest, and occasionally I'd realize there was no one else in sight, which was scary. My feet soon got sore, but I'd learned how to deal with that during training.
Some well-known athletes ran the race. Did you meet any of them?
There were some serious athletes running, and I saw some of my heroes. I was worried about what they'd think of inexperienced people like me trying to run alongside them. But they raced ahead before I even got to say hi. I soon realized it didn't matter about not being a professional.
How did you feel at the end of the race?
As I crossed the finishing line, I looked around for my mom. Knowing that she had flown out especially was what made me determined to finish. And sure enough, there she was, cheering me on. There was a big party that night. It was probably fantastic fun. I wouldn't know because I fell asleep and missed it. What an experience, though. I didn't win the race, but it was worth it just to take part.
Now listen again.
Susan, you've just run in a 125-kilometer race across the desert. Why did you decide to take part?
I heard about it from my brother. He's very keen on running and suggested the idea. I'm not a very fit person and hadn't done much running, but I thought it would be great if people would help me raise money to support the children's hospital in my town. My brother was surprised that I finished the race at all, actually.
Did you find it hard training for the race?
Sometimes I had to get up at 5 a.m. to run, but I enjoyed the quiet streets. The part that got to me was not being able to go to friends' parties and things like that because I was training. And it was hard at first to organize training around schoolwork, but I got used to it.
And what about the desert landscape?
Everyone says the desert's amazing to look at, but actually I didn't find it all that interesting. I mean, there isn't much variety. You know, sandy bits and rocky bits. But there were quite a few green bits, even flowers in places, which I hadn't expected. But over such a long distance, you soon realize you've seen all there is to see.
And the worst part of the race?
When it got dark, we wore lights on our heads so we could see where we were going. There were lots of people taking part, but I was one of the slowest, and occasionally I'd realize there was no one else in sight, which was scary. My feet soon got sore, but I'd learned how to deal with that during training.
Some well-known athletes ran the race. Did you meet any of them?
There were some serious athletes running, and I saw some of my heroes. I was worried about what they'd think of inexperienced people like me trying to run alongside them. But they raced ahead before I even got to say hi. I soon realized it didn't matter about not being a professional.
How did you feel at the end of the race?
As I crossed the finishing line, I looked around for my mom. Knowing that she had flown out especially was what made me determined to finish. And sure enough, there she was, cheering me on. There was a big party that night. It was probably fantastic fun. I wouldn't know because I fell asleep and missed it. What an experience, though. I didn't win the race, but it was worth it just to take part.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That's the end of part 2.